If approved, the ordinance would extend those and other rights to domestic partners, both gay and straight, through a registry. Thursday evening, the Pensacola City Council will discuss the bill and have a first reading.
We took a look at the City of Orlando's ordinance, and we modeled ours after theirs. Theirs is operating and is successful.
Councilman Larry B. Johnson is the initiative sponsor.
We've actually had our city clerk contact the City of Orlando's city clerk, and I believe she's also contacted the City of Tampa. So we've tried to model it after them. We tried to make this as easy on everyone as we could and not reinvent the wheel. So there's some ordinances out there that are working, and we tried to use those as a template to move this one forward.
At least 14 cities and counties in Florida, covering roughly half of the state's population, have provisions for domestic partnerships. Johnson dismisses those who try to link this issue to gay marriage. The latter is outlawed by a Florida amendment passed in 2008.
I had a call from a friend of mine whose mother-in-law, whose late husband was a member of the United States Postal Service, and she's enjoying his pension. But she actually is living with her partner, a gentleman, and will never be able to remarry because she will lose those benefits.
All couples benefit from this. Any two people that are in a domestic partnership, living together, that want to be able to take care of one another, I think this is perfect.
Sarah Latshaw is Northwest Florida's director of the American Civil Liberties Union. She applauds the Pensacola City Council's willingness to tackle the issue of domestic partnerships.
This is a time where our leaders are moving in the right direction. I'm really proud to see our city council looking at this and doing it with what I think is the community's best interest in mind.
Latshaw told the Pensacola News Journal that we're at a tipping point in how people expect their government to treat protection of relationships. She adds that a registry would help qualified couples during some of the worst times of their lives through power of attorney and in other areas.
If your partner has an emergency, then you can be notified. You can make important medical decisions should they become incapacitated. It also allows for health care facility visitation, and in the event that they die, it also allows you to make funeral or burial decisions.
On a lighter note, those registered would also be able to take an official role in the lives of their partner's children.
That means simple things like being able to check them out of school for a doctor's appointment or participate in a parent-teacher conference.
1 week after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, legislation was passed by a Florida Senate subcommittee that would consolidate local ordinances into a statewide domestic partnership registry. Some conservative groups argue that's not necessary and that it appears to be an attempted end run around the marriage amendment. Once again, City Councilman Larry B. Johnson.
You know, I've never mentioned the word marriage. You know, there's over 1,000 benefits of marriage. So this has just about 10 benefits or less, but a very select few. This isn't any gay marriage or anything close to that. This is a domestic partnership registry, two people cohabitating together.
The Pensacola City Council meets at 5:30 Thursday afternoon at City Hall. After the first reading, the domestic partnership ordinance comes up for a second reading next month. A final vote could also be taken at that time. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.